Harper Audio presents Out of Sight by Elmore Leonard, performed by George Guidall.
Chapter 1. Foley had never seen a prison where you could walk right up to the fence without getting shot. He mentioned it to the guard they called Pup, making conversation. Convict and guard standing in a strip of shade between the chapel and a gun tower, red brick structures in a red brick prison, both men looking toward the athletic field. Several hundred inmates along the fence out there were watching the game of football played without pads, both sides wearing the same correctional blue, on every play trying to pound each other into the ground. "You know what they're doing," Foley said, "don't you? I mean, besides working off their aggressions?" Pup said, "The hell you talking about?" This was about the dumbest hack Foley had ever met in his three falls. 2 state time, 1 federal, plus a half dozen stays in county lockups. "They're playing in the Super Bowl," Foley said, "pretending they're out at Sun Devil Stadium next Sunday. Both sides thinking they're the Dallas Cowboys." Pup said, "They ain't worth shit, none of them." Foley turned enough to look at the guard's profile. The peak of his cap curved around his sunglasses. Tan shirt, with dark brown epaulets that matched his pants, radio and flashlight hooked to his belt. No weapon. Foley looked at his size, head to head with the Pup at 6'1", but from there, where Foley went pretty much straight up and down in his prison blues, the Pup had about 40 pounds on him, most of it around the guard's middle.